It's now 13 minutes to 7 on ABC Riverina. If you spot a low-flying aircraft suspiciously crisscrossing the region, don't worry, it's not some sort of international espionage. The plane is part of an international project to use satellite data to better understand soil moisture and rainfall. It involves scientists from NASA, the European Space Agency and the US Department of Agriculture, plus researchers from the Department of Primary Industries and universities here and abroad. The University of Melbourne's Dr. Jeff Walker is preparing the glider for takeoff.
What we have in the background here, Emily, is just a moving map display that we navigate by. So we have already loaded up on the screen the routes that we want to fly, and the pilot just looks at those and keeps himself on track visually. At the same time, we can also look at the data that's coming in just to check all the instruments are working. The European Space Agency is launching a satellite towards the end of 2007 to measure soil moisture from space. So this is the first satellite that's going to have this capability. What we're doing is trying to develop the algorithms that are required to turn those measurements of the microwave emission from the Earth's surface into soil moisture measurements. So we have about 20-25 people running around on the ground collecting a lot of data across the Kiambili-Yanco district and also over near Wagga in the Kiamba Valley. And so those ground measurements of soil moisture and vegetation characteristics can then be used in our modelling of soil moisture data and ground truthing of the data that we're collecting from a small aeroplane, basically a little two-seater motor glider that's flying around with an instrument very similar to that which will be carried by the satellite.
So in simple terms, you're doing all of this work to ground truth and to help make sense the data that will ultimately be put out by this satellite.
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing.
You're looking at soil moisture. We're in the middle of a drought. What are you expecting to find?
It's a little bit unfortunate that we're in the middle of a drought, but nonetheless there's a lot of useful information that can still be gleaned from this. The areas that we're covering have a range of irrigated and non-irrigated areas, so we're still getting a wide range of soil moisture contents in the data that we're collecting from our aircraft. What we're primarily trying to do is to validate these algorithms across a range of moisture contents, so we're still able to achieve that by having these people on the ground at coordinated locations to give us the ground truth. Now, the aircraft itself is actually flying across an area of about 50 by 50 kilometres, which is in essence just one pixel from our satellite. So other things that we're trying to do from this is develop techniques whereby we can downscale this 50 kilometre data, so if we aggregate up our 1 kilometre data, 50 kilometres, and then use supplementary data from other satellites, such as thermal data, and to then try and produce a 1 kilometre soil moisture product, which would be much more useful to farmers in terms of planning when to plant their crops and what to plant by giving them information on what is the soil moisture status now, combining that data with models to give them what is the expected soil moisture in, say, a week's time, and then also what is the expected soil moisture out for, say, 3 months.
So it sounds like it could be, potentially, once it's developed, quite a useful tool for farmers. What about for government?
Yes, because of the large-scale application that satellite has, being able to map soil moisture nationally, it would give a full picture of soil moisture status across Australia, to be able to not only get a better picture of the extent and severity of drought, but also to be able to monitoring over a long time period, be able to provide information on the impact that climate change is having on soil moisture.
Well, looks like the pilot's ready. We better wave him off. And that is Dr. Jeff Walker from the University of Melbourne.